Here's some music guest programmed by SBS Chill. SBS Audio website and app.
You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a massive $2.5 billion bailout deal to support the nation's largest aluminium smelter at Tomago near Newcastle in New South Wales. The federal and state governments are expected to split the bill, with Tomago Aluminium, which is majority owned by mining giant Rio Tinto, agreeing to invest a further $1.1 billion. Mr. Albanese says the deal will protect 1,000 direct jobs and 5,000 ancillary jobs.
This announcement today secures the future of this facility. An example as well of governments working with the private sector to make sure that we're not at the end of supply chains, making sure that there is a future made right here in Australia and a future made right here in the Hunter.
Tomago Aluminium consumes about 10% of power supplies in New South Wales. It had been facing closure in 2029 after current contracts expire due to forecasts of higher energy prices. Electricity accounts for about 40% of the facility's operating costs, and Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the bailout deal is designed to boost the supply of renewable power.
Now, last year, Jerome came to us on behalf of Tomago and said we can't rely on coal-fired power anymore and we don't have enough confidence that enough renewable energy is coming forward to keep Tomago alive, and we agreed with him. And so we worked on a very innovative arrangement together with New South Wales, working with our government agencies, CFC and Snowy Hydro, to bring on that renewable energy, 3 gigawatts. Now, that'll take various forms.
He says the projects will include wind farms and solar backed by batteries, serving to strengthen the state's broader electricity system. The investment from Tomago Aluminium includes $100 million to drive decarbonisation and upgrade facilities so they can cope with fluctuations in renewable supply and demand. In a statement, Rio Tinto says the company will enter into a 10-year power purchasing agreement, with all electricity due to be drawn from renewable sources from 2033. Premier Chris Minns says the government was never going to let heavy industry disappear from the region.
Today's announcement is a shot in the arm when it comes to confidence in this region. This is a community that is reindustrializing in so many ways, whether it's in mining, whether it's returning manufacturing to the old BHP site or right here.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the smelter is critical to preserving sovereign industrial capability and strengthens Australia's ability to supply a growing global market for low emissions aluminium.
And we need to have companies that continue to produce aluminium. As was said, here we have the bauxite that can go through right through the supply chain to the end products that are produced here. That puts Australia in a stronger position. That produces a return to the Australian taxpayer and to Australian workers.
As part of the deal, the federal government can collect revenue when aluminium prices are high, although the government hasn't said how much money it anticipates could be recouped. The public investment, which will start flowing from next year and continues over a decade, has been criticised by opposition leader Angus Taylor. He says taxpayers are being forced to pay for Labor's net zero agenda.
This is a $2.5 billion admission of failure on energy policy in this country. The reason they are having to do this is because electricity prices are too high. Chris Bowen has absolutely failed to deliver what he said he was going to deliver. Australians are paying the price. And the only way to keep manufacturing in this country is through government subsidies. This is a true admission of failure.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Introducing Cicaplast Balm B5 Plus from the number one dermatologist recommended brand in Australia, La Roche-Posay, available at Chemist Warehouse. It has 15 skin conditions covered, suitable for dryness, baby irritations from 3 months, post-acne marks, superficial scrapes and more. Cicaplast has it all covered. It hydrates and repairs skin appearance, so your skin feels comforted and protected. Try La Roche-Posay's Cicaplast Balm B5 Plus for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.